Good vach. It's on. We're on 7b2 at the bottom of the page. Hasivun. So, wait a second. Let me shut off that annoying sound. Sorry about that.
Now the world's condemning them.
Okay.
It's funny.
Okay. Hasivun. Okay. So, I'm just. You got the chesam and all,
but
okay. I just want
to.
It's in the middle. It's a middle of a question.
Oh, you actually stopped at low.
Right. We should start right there.
I should start exactly where you start. Okay, I'll start there. I don't care. Low, no.
No, Hasivun. You should start from Hasivun. Hasivun
is the right place to start.
Yeah. Hasivun. Yeah.
There's another, the idea that barley, the old crop, can serve as the next year's omer is based on an argument that whatever is permitted by virtue of the omer can itself be used as the omer. So the Gemara asked a very simple question, Hasivun. What about the other minim that are not barley? They're dependent on the armor being brought in order to be matter them from potash. They know armor about man, but the carbon armor can't come from them. So you see that whether it becomes mutter idea, the carbon armor doesn't have anything to do with whether it's going to actually be mutter for the carbon. So the Gemara says on chesam and aleph light, that's not a good argument. And matter b'shar aminim, the other species besides barley, those shalok kashulim and chesam, they're not kosher for the carbon altogether. Tamar b'sar and shakashulim and chesam. So we're talking about barley, it's a different way of thinking. The fact that the four species cannot be used has nothing to do with the preceding argument. Next, Chevrai b'shem Rav Elazar, it's just Kitzirchov, Loisav Kitzircha. So he has another answer to the question. What was his question? Rav Elazar asked his question. So we'll go back to see what his question was. Mahu shuyavi ha'oimer mehen. That was his question. Right? His question, let's just read it in English. Is what is the law with respect to bringing the omer of next year from this barley? In other words, barley that took root shortly after, let's say the second day of Pesach. So can you use it? Was before? So it was heavy shlish before Rosh Hashanah of the following year. So could that barley be used for the omer of the following year? That's the question. So this is what he's giving. There's two answers here.
Before Rosh Hashanah? What do you mean
before
Rosh
Hashanah? For Rosh Hashanah, it took root after Pesach, and it grew a shlish before Rosh Hashanah.
Before Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah. So, Chavrai B'Shem Rav Elazar, Reishis Kitzircha, V'lof Sof Kitzircha. That since it says the beginning of your harvest, so the stuff that grew last year, that's the end of the harvest. Because that's picked at the end of the summer wheat. Whereas this is going to be the beginning of the harvest. So that's number one answer. Second answer of Zeir, of Shem, of Lazar is Bikurin. It has to be the first ripe ones. So barley from the end of the previous year's harvest are ineligible. Ein elu Bikurin. These are not considered the first ripe ones. What's the difference between these two answers? Avar v'hevi, if you went ahead and you were over and you brought it, what's the din b'di evet? So there's apparently an idea here. And the first reason, the Gemara is going to say it's ma'akev. The second reason, it's not ma'akev. And the reason why the first reason is ma'akev, the bottom says, it's not in the Yerushalmi text, but it says that in 5, it says, ha'kos of shino lov la'akev, that there's two, it says it twice. Okay, it says it's reishis kitzircha. Okay. The first of your harvest, and then in another verse it says mehachel chermesh makoma from the, when the sickle is first put to the crop. So having the fact that it's first is said twice is shinol of akasav la'akev. So therefore, according to the first reason of reishis losof, that would be ma'akev. Al daitin to chavrai apostle, al daitin to rabzeir, it'll be kosher because it only says it once. And this is a question whether we address this or not. I think the Gra gets rid of something over here. If you take a look at the Gra, let's see here. Yeah, he says, so the way he learns this, it's a question how to learn the next paragraph. I mean, we can learn first with the way the English presents it, and then I'll just show you what the Gra does with it. The Gra erases the word Dere Chacham. And what he does is he says, Rabbi Yaisi Rabbon Brabkia B'Shem Rav and Barchia, that they say, Hein Shevi Yushlish and Tnei Rosh Hashanah. That what? That it has to be brought, a third has to come forth. What's the pshat? Although Rabbi Elazar said that if barley took root after 1 year's Omer, it's invalid for the next year's Omer, that's only true if it grew a third before Rosh Hashanah. Avlam Heviu Shlish La'achar Rosh Hashanah, if it reached a third after Rosh Hashanah, Ha'im Rabbah Mehem, then it could be brought from it. In other words, the psul of Rashis, the question is how are you learning this piece of Gemara? Is he trying to say something which is true according to both reasons that we just said, or is it only true according to the second reason? So the way the Gra learns it, I just like to learn with the Gra because it just seems.
What is the marker of Rosh Hashanah being a factor in?
Rosh Hashanah is only.
Where did that come from?
Rosh Hashanah is the is you know, you can't be meiser
for meiser
kolish yashin. What they want to do is they want to say that would be considered. In other words, let me just see the Gra and the way he says it. It says, Sarah Kleimer, look at the Gra.
Where are you
reading? Al-da tehon, the chavraya, Rabbi Yossi Barbon, vehen shevi u'shlish nei Rosh Hashanah pirish. You see it?
Yep.
Oz ein ha'ayim Rabban mehen. If it was hevi u'shlish before Rosh Hashanah, that's when you can't bring the Omer. Avalam hevi u'shlish la'acha Rosh Hashanah, ha'ayim Rabban mehen. K'moi, k'abe meiser, she'ein ze nikra min ha'chadash al ha'yoshan. Just like for the din of Meiser, it's not when they call it Shal Yashin, so they compare it.
Right, but there's like a Mechodesh concept, yeah. Where we're mixing Rosh Hashanah.
Absolutely.
And there's a factor into
it's called Shal Yashin, yeah. And being mixed in here. Absolutely.
It's the calendar year. Right?
It's the so calendar. That's Tishrei. Right.
Yeah,
it's Tishrei.
Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
Right.
Totally different. Right. Aval Aliba, the Reb Zeir, Reb Lazar. According to Reb Zeir and Reb Lazar, meaning. The first two reasons that we just quoted before was Chavraya B'Shem Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Zeir B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, right? So he's saying, according to their reasons, Afilo Hachi Ein Mevi'in Mehen. Even if there would be Heviyu Shlish after Rosh Hashanah, you still wouldn't bring it. She'ein Zeh Reishis Katzir. So the first reason doesn't work. And Ein Zeh Bikurin. And the second reason doesn't work. So what he's learning here is that the Gemara is introducing a new position from these shitas over here. So that's the way the Gra is saying. Rabbi Yosef Rabbon, Rabbi Yosef Rabbon, he's saying that what the Gemara is quoting here is people who are chaylik on the previous two reasons. Okay? So according to the first two reasons, it wouldn't make a difference whether it was before Rosh Hashanah or after Rosh Hashanah. I mistakenly said it before. Because I said because I was thinking of it according to I wasn't working with the Gra. If you don't learn like the Gra, then they're just making a statement which is true according to everybody. But the Gra is saying, no, this is actually machlokas. Okay. So we'll learn
so
like...
wait a minute. According to the Gra,
yeah.
There's no teretz to the Kasha, for Rav Elazar.
Which question?
We started out saying Rav Elazar asked this question. And we got two answers, Rashis and Bikurim.
Yes.
And according to this, we don't have an answer for Rav Elazar then.
You're asking, according to Rav Elazar's Kasha, let's just think a second, good question. So his question, Ma'u Shriyavi Ha'ayim Mehen. Yeah, we have a direct question. We have a direct answer. In other words, his question was, "What's the din with barley that took root after Pesach?" So he wasn't sure. Could I use it for the next year's Omer or not? What was the basis of his question to begin with? Mehekatensi not. Why not? Because it was old. Okay, it was old. I guess Yichalash Yashin. I don't know. Maybe he knew about Bikurim. Maybe he knew about Rashis. I don't know what the basis of the question was. But he was asking a question. But now we have a direct answer that it depends. If it grew a third after Rosh Hashanah, you could use it. If it grew a third before Rosh Hashanah, you can't use it. That would be their position in the end. According to the answer that he came up with himself, right? Whether it was Reb Chevraya or Rebbe Zeira, then you can't use it under any circumstances.
So Murray Fulda said that in the question because it was old.
Because it was old. Yeah. Okay. Very good. We're up to the Mishnah Shamsi. Welcome. I go to Vach. Started at 5:02, which is when I sent you a text message.
Yeah, a few minutes late.
Sorry. It's five after, but that's okay. Shomrei started. I just want to know. Shomrei started at 10:50 at 8:51. Myrav. So according to the Dove rule. The Dove rule is 60 minutes after when Shomrei starts Myrav. That's a little tight.
65 minutes.
So we're making 65 minutes. All right, we made it 64 minutes. Made it 55. But 65 minutes, I think, is reasonable.
Yeah.
I think it's reasonable. Okay, halacha two. This is the hardest thing. The hardest thing in learning Yerushalmi is getting everybody to be masked and what time to start Motzei Shabbos. That's the hardest thing I've ever done. Halacha too.
Wait until we talk about Sunday night.
Oh, Sunday night. I have a whole mahalach for that. You're going to love it.
All right.
You're going to get to know me very well tomorrow. Ha'aychal mehem kazayis matzah b'pesach. So a person who eats. Halacha l'maiser abaisai. If you eat any of the chamishas mini dogen on Pesach, you are yoytzei hilchiyah matzah. It sounds like any of them, right? You can mix them together and make a matzah out of barley and wheat and spelt and whatever else, and have a matzah taruvis, which is, you know, those yarmulkes, which are a section or a sruga section, you know. So this is like that kind of matzah. It'll be a matzah which is like everybody. A
smorgasbord.
A kezayis chametz. If you eat a kezayis chametz, then same thing, chayav b'karas. Nesar v'chmeim b'chol aminim. If one of the species, when it's a state of chametz, gets mixed up with any other types of food, harezov b'pesach, you're over on Pesach. And what does it mean, you're over on Pesach? So there's two pshatim I see over here. One is the common din of you're over on by yimrei or by yimatzei. That's the parak and tzachim. You know, elu over b'pesach. These you're over. What does it mean, you're over? So it means elu over by yimatzei. Right? That's the pshat over there. But over here, the Maisha says that you're over on kol machmetzas lo sechelu, that if you eat it in an oifen, that it's chametz nuksha, you're over on, I don't know, it's another pshat. I think I seem to recall that even over there in Pesachim, there was a machlokes a little bit about what it really meant. Anyway, Ketzer, we'll learn, Pashut, that you're over on the prohibition of owning chametz. That's the way he learns over here. Okay?
That's why you're involving matzah.
It says over here, the prohibition in 11, the prohibition of owning chametz applies not only to unadulterated chametz, but also taruvus of chametz and non-chametz. Such a combination is called taruvus chametz.
Even though you're the chelot that is chametz is less than sheer, right?
Oh, now you're making a whole shtickle turn now. You're telling me now that if it's that it's less than a kazayas tokadechilas pras. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, because what else is the chiddush of that statement?
How can it be though? How can it be?
Let's suppose I have chametz which is a taruvis and it is a kazayas tokach yachilas pras.
Okay.
To you, that's pasha that goes into the previous getter of a person who eats from it's chayv koras. So why does it have to say? Well, it says Nisarif Echad Mehem Bechol Haminim Harezo Ivar BePesach. So we're not talking about anymore where you're eating it. We're talking about where you're owning it. So if you owned it in a taruvis, you want to say that would also be pasha to be over by Rabbi Matzah? That's what you want to say?
Right.
I'm not sure.
Well, why should it be over if he has less than his eyes?
Why should it be over to you? Why is there a difference between ownership and a chil? If you consider it kazayis, it's kazayis. If it's not, it's not.
It should be the same.
Couldn't hear the question.
The question is, if a person eats a taruvus of chametz, are you over chorus in either, is there a chiluk, whether it's, there's a kazayis tokadei achilas pras in the taruvus? Or not? Does it make a difference? Are you chayv karas? I don't know the answer to the question offhand. I'm not holding in the sugya. But I will say, it does say in the second paragraph in 11, It is also biblically forbidden to eat a mixture that contains chametz, though karas, which is the punishment of eating chametz, is not necessarily incurred in the case of a mixture. It could be that that's, he's referring to the Rambam over there, with the commentaries where they discuss if there's a kedas chachil has pras. I think the Rambam might say that you are high karas. According to some, this is the prohibition to which the Mishnah's present ruling is referring to. Okay. Okay, let's just learn Pashut. I don't have the details as for whether it's Tokatil as pras not, but at Kitzer it says that you are Oiver. Hariza Oiver B'Pasach. Okay, next. Hanoid B'Pasach Menat Tvua. A person makes a neder and he uses that language.
Yeah, the Pei Moshe. Did you see the Pei Moshe?
No, I didn't. What does it say?
The Pei Moshe says, Hariza Oiver B'Pasach. So he says, the Fishein Chiyu Karis El Le'Ochel Chamet Atzmo. And this is Kuta Chababli. A mixture is considered Kuta Chababli.
So we're talking about where there's no kezias in right.
This process. There's no kezias, it seems like.
That's the chiddush in the Mishnah.
It says, "Aval ochel tarov chametz ino bekaris el v'lav."
Okay. So he's learning elo ivrim is kol machmasas lo sochelu.
Right.
That's the thing,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hanoyder b'nat pasim b'nat tefor. Person makes a netter. Oh, it's me. We're on 8a2. Good vach. One who vows to abstain from pas and tefuah, also behem, you can't eat breads which are made out of one of the five minim. But if it would be any made out of, let's say, it would be made out of rice, if you had a rice bread, it would not be usher for the person that made such a netter. Dere Meir, that's his position. Okay?
Because dagan does not mean, the word itself does not mean rice.
We didn't say dagan. It says, anoyde b'na pas b'na tefuah. Pas and tefuah includes the five species. And the Chacham say, hanoyde b'na hadogon, that's also true. This is the Maskana Sagamar, that not only is what you said or Meir true, but this is also true, that a person who's noyde b'na hadogon is also only usher if it's one of the five minim. Whereas your Meir would probably hold that dogon might include others. Okay? And the five species are chayev in chala and maisrus, which of course we're gonna.
Is this a machlokes the chacham and Rameh?
Yes, it's a machlokes by the word dogon.
Okay, even though the lashon is anodim and a pas. It says
anodim and a pas and a tefuah by Rameh.
Right, and a chacham say anodim and a dog.
Yes.
But it's a machlokes.
It's a machlokes. The Gemara comes out that it's a machlokes by the word dogon.
Okay, even though
you use
the lashon pas, but you're saying
they're
machlokes about
where does it say pas? Not by the
chachamim. Rameh, but they're not using the same words. But
and that's actually the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asked this as a kasha. I'll speak it out. The Gemara's going to say it in a second, but we'll speak it out right now since you're asking. When you read the Mishnah, you could read the Mishnah that Rameh says pas is one din. And the Chacham say, no, we don't agree with you with Pas. It's only that din by the case of Dagon. That's one way you could read the Mishnah. However, the Gemara feels that's totally unreasonable. There's no way that if someone says Pas, that it would mean anything except the Hamishas Meri Dagon. That's what the Gemara makes an assumption. Okay, but it's a good har. Yeah. Okay. Amar B'Yakob Azabdi Zok the Gemara Soysoy Meres. That what, since it says, the way the English introduces this din is that since you eat a kazayas of chametz from a mixture of the five species, you get a karas. So based on this, the Gemara says, zayisay meres. So this tells us, shaloikin al chalason devar teira. That what? So if I had a dough made of the five species, and I took challah from that, and I ate that challah, then I get malchus for it. Okay? They're not mavata one another. Now, we had a discussion about this, right? Remember? We're going to talk about it before. But on 17, he quotes from Rish Lakish on 14a. Remember? The Gemara said that Rish Lakish said that there's no biblical liability to lashes because the dough made of several species, one gets mavatal from the, two gang up on one and mavatal it, and then two other two gang up on that one and mavatal it. You end up not having anything, and you end up not really having a din Torah Basically, it's a drop-on on it most. And therefore, you wouldn't get Malchus. So the Gemara here is saying, no, Zos Ameres, if you get Karas, there's no Din Bittul. So the Gemara says, now we're Chesam with Beis. He deflects the proof. He says, no, you know what we're talking about? Tifter Shalchel Kazayas Mizel, Kazayas Mizel. Let's make a case like this. You ate a Kazayas of one species and a Kazayas from this species. It's not talking about where you have them mixed together. It's a... Each one is a single variety on his own. Okay, so that when number one, he says that when the Mishnah says one who eats a Kazayas from them, it means they ate a Kazayas comprised entirely of one of the five species at a time. Okay? So
and chametz would be the same thing.
So that would be the same thing with chametz. You eat a kazayas one at a time. You mean if you had a mixture of them,
yeah,
would it be mevatalit? I don't know. That's a good question. The Gemara is going to talk about it. In that case, the Tana says the mixture is valid for the biblical mitzvah of eating matzah and the biblical transgression of eating chametz. But several varieties, as in challah, made of the five species mixed together, the Tana might agree that it's nullified. That, well, basically what he's trying to do is he's just trying to be daicha. You're trying to say Zosa Meres, not like Rish Lakish. I'm telling you, if you touch up the Mishnah this way, it's not necessarily going to contradict Rish Lakish.
The Gros says, who adin lin challah nami, ikalamemer, shein loikin ala challah, shumafrish, kashein.
Right. Well, that's what we're talking about.
Right.
That's what we're talking about, Colin.
Be the same.
Okay. Yeah. Amar Biyasi. Have another way. This is apparently another way to deflect it. Afilu temer kazayas mikulhen. Now we're going to get a little lumpish over here. That really, maybe we're talking about a taruvus. Okay? And shanyahi, the law is different when it comes to challah, shakulhon l'shem chametz. All the species are under the same classification, only with respect to chametz. And when it comes to challah, they're under a separate classification. In other words, since when it comes to chametz, they combine to form the minimum measure of chametz that carries a biblical liability. Challah, all the species are independent of one another. They don't combine to create the challah measure. What's the pshat? So number two, he says like this. It's like a little lumdish thing, but... You read the second paragraph first. The obligation of challah applies to each of the five species in its own right. In other words, there's a special din. This min is chayav on challah. This min is chayav on challah. Okay? The Torah did not apply the prohibition of the chametz to each of the five species independently. The Torah just says, thou shalt not eat chametz. Right? So it's a generic iser of chametz. So I don't care whether it came from wheat, whether it came from barley. I don't care where it came from. If it's chametz, I've got my yeser. That's the idea here. The Torah stated a general rule that leavened bread is forbidden as chametz. It so happens that only five species can become chametz. The individuality of each species does not play a role in the prohibition of chametz. So it's the same, and therefore they're not mavatal each other. Okay? Okay, if you got that chilek, it's like a little bit of a lum de shechilek. In other words, what he's saying is, lo'aylam, right? We're going back to, again, Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is talking about challah when he made his statement. He said that when you have a taruvus of the five minim, the minimum of atlan zeh. Memela, you're only chayiv mid rabbanon in the challah. Memela, if you ate a kazayas of that challah, you're not chayiv malchus, because it was only chayiv rabbanon. No, it says over here, it says, because I asked Mikulam that you're chayiv karis. You see, it's not mavata one another. Teretz says it's different. Chametz is different than challah. What's the difference? We're saying the difference is the Torah's iser of chametz is a shem chametz. So the five species all are types, are the five species that happen to germinate, as we call them, right? They don't become saruach, but they become chametz. So you have the iser of chametz, you've got it, you're over. Doesn't matter what, it's not shy if one is going to be vatal the other. It's not totally in a min, it's totally in whether I have chametz or not. When it comes to challah, there it's each individual min is a question of whether it is a chayav or not. So it's not generic. Okay, that's what the Gemara is trying to say. That's Rabbi Yossi. I feel him exactly. Kulon shani shukulon l'shem chametz. Next, the Gemara notes this is
kind of. But the chiyuv of challah is a general chiyuv, right?
It's only general in what sense?
In the sense that a X amount, you have to.
Five quarters of a kav is chayav a challah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's more than that. It's
why it says it's, five quarts of a thing for
it's
for
a riso seichem a barley.
It's a general chiyuv.
I mean, the Gemara learned out challah challah gzera shava. So it was a gzera shava from Pesach, and that those are the things that become chametz.
So Pesach is the source.
So that was the source. So then, I hear why it's bothering you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I just don't see the lamdish of the chiluv.
Is it related to the idea that the shem chametz is there mitchila? In other words, the shem chametz is chal on any min.
You have to create the chiyuv challah.
And it rises.
And it rises more than the allowed amount of time.
So the challah has the same process. You have to get to a certain point.
But I'm saying I'm being serious. So you see the chiluk? I really don't see the chiluk between challah and
it's a chiluk in metzias. When you make a dough, when your wife makes challah, she's not taking four different kinds of stuff to make a dough. She's taking, wheat flour, she's making a dough. Nobody takes, three different kinds of species.
But if you did, what if you did take three different? That's what we're discussing here. If you did take three species, and you made one dough out of three species, and now you have five quarters of a kav in total, is that chiyuv challah, chiyuv d'oraisa or not? The Shlokher says it's not. We're trying to figure out why is that different than chametz. That's what we're discussing here.
But it also becomes chametz the same moment as a chiyuv of challah. Because once it's chametz, it's dough, and therefore there's chametz. Chal is a percentage based on the metzias of what it is.
Right.
So chametz, you become chametz and challah at the same time if you have the same body. And then, it's hard to differentiate between the two.
All right, I don't want to hold you up. I just didn't understand it.
Chaim Kanievsky has a beer.
I don't have it. You want to read it?
I'll just read out what he says. He says, Rav Yossi l'shitasa d'yolfo el reish pirkin, and daf aleph, anach chamesh minim d'chevin b'chala b'ribuy d'arisoy seichem. D'yolfo d'kol min la'atzma kari lechem. Hilkach l'inyin chala in kulam et starfin t'var tara el mabatlan zeze.
Okay. So that's basically what I was trying to say. But he's saying it a little sharper. In other words, he's not using the Gzeirah Shavah. I made a mistake of recording the Gzeirah Shavah, which got me into trouble. There was another limit over there, which was Ariso Sechem, which meant the way we explained it was that these are the types of grain that are normally used to make challah, right? So that means when I approach each min individually, I come to wheat and I say, okay, wheat flour. Do I make challah out of this flour? Yes, I do. This is a min that's chayav in challah. Then I go to barley. I say, is barley used to make challah? Yes, that's also chayav in challah. The Ariso Seichem is telling me that you go to the individual min and decide, is this the kind of a species that's used to make challah? That means that each min was determined in and of itself on its own merit. It was not a shame. By chametz, it's different. Chametz, it's just a shame is a chametz.
Yeah,
that's the pshat, right?
Avlinian matzah, and I guess chametz. Kol shavolei dechim v'tzkori lechem. V'kulon shem chametz echad.
Shem chametz echad hu. Whereas over here, you have to determine whether you use this species. That's okay. The pshat.
Okay.
Abdov, you happy with that?
Where was he reading from? I couldn't hear it.
Oh, he was reading from Chaim Kanievsky's beer.
Uh-huh.
you know, which you don't have in, okay. If you have.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
That sounds reasonable to me.
Okay, excellent. We can move on then. There you go. So now we're going to say. So again, we were just quoting Rabbi Yossi. Now we're going to say why we're going to ask the next question. This was Rabbi Yossi's beer. Michlofa shutasei Rabbi Yossi. It's going to come out that that's not like what he said in another location. Taman huaymer in previous halacha 4a. He said shnei dvarim rabban alechem avatul. I say two speeches of avatul one another. V'halcha huaymer hachein. Here he's saying like this. Rabbi Yossi is explaining the Mishnah is referring to a kazayis is comprised of several species. The Mishnah, which rules that the species combined, contradicts his own opinion, where he says that they nullify one another. So in 3, he says that the Gemara before was talking Rabbi Yochanan's rule, that if you have pigle and noiser mixed together, remember? Rabbi Yochanan said that they don't, ain isra and mavatlan zazat. Remember, we had a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says they're not mavatl one another. And Rabbi Yossi argued, it does not pertain to the case of dough made from different grains, because the grains had not yet been prohibited when they were initially mixed. Right? That was his collect. If you're talking about Noiser and Pigol, there they were osir before they got into the Taruvus. So therefore, they're not going to be mavatal one another. But over here, where it didn't become Chiyav Chala until after they were mixed together, they could be mavatal. That was his collect. Okay? So he says that same reasoning ought to apply to chametz and matzah, since at the time of the mixing, they didn't have a legal status of chametz. They only rose together to become a shtick chametz. So why aren't they mavatal one another the same way? That's the stira. So to preserve Rabbi Yossi's teaching, they revert to an explanation that was given above. Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbon, Keni Masnisa. A kazayas mizah, kazayas mizah. We're not talking about where you were mixed together. You ate a kazayas from each one independently. Okay, that's not going to answer a stira, but at least we've got a kiyum of right. So it doesn't resolve the contradiction, but it succeeds.
Kazayas mizah is talking about which case? That's the case that.
That's our case of our Mishnah. So. It succeeded in Rabbi Yossi's earlier teaching from being refuted by the Mishnah. In other words, Rabbi Yossi, in the previous Gemara with the pigle and the noiser, with the chiluk between pigle, noiser, and chala, that in order for that chiluk to continue to exist, to not be a contradiction flat out to our Mishnah, is going to have to explain our Mishnah is talking about where you ate a kazayas from each one independently.
And the chiddush of the Mishnah then is.
It's not that big a chiddush anymore. I mean, you're eating an independent kazayas from each one, you're chayiv for each one. I don't know what the chiddush is.
And for matzah too.
Yeah, it's not really a chiddush, but I mean, that's the Gemara said before, from a bir miyah b'shem b'fiyah barvon, that is what he said. I don't know. In the English before, and I just noticed this, in the top of the page where it said, in that case, the Tana deems the mixture valid for the biblical mitzvah of eating matzah and the biblical transgression of eating chametz. What do you mean, in that case? What mixture is there? There's no mixture. Is there a mixture? I don't know what he said. I don't understand. The Mishnah is teaching the laws of chametz applies only to the 5 species, not to other grain. Okay, I don't know what he means by mixture over there. Okay, next. The Mishnah recorded a dispute between the mayor and the chachamim regarding vows. Now, the Gemara, again, remember what I told you. That says, Hanoidim anapas, umin ha, what does it say?
Tfuah.
That the mayor said, you are usher in. Any kind of the 5 species. So Gemara says, but are you going to say that the Rabbanan are going to argue when they hold pas that's made out of rice, for example, is going to be Osir also, according to the Rabbanan? That doesn't seem to be reasonable. It's illogical. How can the word bread include everything other than the five species? So the Gemara says, no, what does it mean? It means, that all the Chachamim are doing are adding to what Rav Meir said. They agree with Rav Meir that if you said Tfuah, you said Pas, that those are only going to include the five species, nothing else. They're adding Dagon, right? And also Mehem, they'll also agree with that, okay? The sages hold not only bread, but even Dagon is also limited. So what would Meir hold by Dagon? He would hold Dagon includes everything. Okay. Manan Kayaman. What are we talking about in the case? If he said, did he say the word Pas Torah? When he made the neder, did he say, I'm ushering myself in the Pas as defined by the Torah? So, Be'ato HaFoyim HaTvuah Tvuah Torah. Hey, also, Michael, are you going to say Tvuah, the Tvuah which is mentioned in the Torah, something we also, wherever the Torah mentions the word Tvuah, guess what? It says Tvuah HaKorem. The Torah uses Tvuah regarding grapes, regarding a vineyard. So you're going to say you also in wine when you say I also myself in Tvuah, Minat Torah? So that doesn't sound reasonable, right? So Elamai must El Ebo Imer Pastam. So it's not talking about what he said Past Torah. Talking about he said Pastam without saying anything. So Ein Lochal Kori Pastam Elochitum Sar Bavad. The only thing that's called Pastam is wheat and barley, but the other ones, the other three species, would not be considered Pastam. So why are they Osir? That's the Gemara's question. Gemara answers are one Tesamon Aleph. This is over Rabbi Yisrael, Kaimasim, and Magdash Rangman Paschal, that we're talking about a place where they made bread not only out of wheat and barley, but they also made out of millet and the other species that were mentioned over here. And the Hokkari Pastam, Elohamashas Bogad.
Using the
Lush
without saying
Tyre. The Lush, right. The Lush in that place, that location, if it was a place, if it would be a normal place, which I don't know if there are any normal places anymore in the world. But if there would be Shayach a normal place, where they don't have all kinds of hang-ups on food, then bread would mean barley and grain and not rice cakes. Okay, now we're up to Halacha Gimel. I'm going to stop for just a second while I make another file.